Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show. I'm welcoming to you Real Talk on the Tabitha Taylor Show. So sit back and we'll be right back. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Tabitha Taylor Show, and I am your host, Tabitha Taylor. I am having a great time because I have a wonderful man that we're going to be talking to today because we have a lot of stuff going on in our world, and I am just so excited to have Reverend Frederick Crawford today on our Real Talk. This is our Real Talk show today on the Tabitha Taylor Show. You were just listening to Tasha Cobbs, and this is the freedom, because this show is going to be about freedom. We have a lot of stuff going on and a lot of hurt, and I want to talk to Reverend Crawford. He has a great movement going on. I am your host, Tabitha Taylor, and I'm very pleased to introduce Reverend Frederick Crawford. He is the senior pastor to Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church, and he is a native of the Bronx, New York. Reverend Crawford is a spiritual man on a mission of God. He has overcome many obstacles in his lifetime and has witnessed the many struggles and challenges that often hinder the faith of God people. So please help me welcome Reverend Crawford to the Real Talk Radio.
How you doing, Reverend Crawford?
Reverend Crawford, can you hear me?
Hello? Reverend Crawford, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Reverend Crawford?
Y'all give me a minute so I can get in touch with Reverend Crawford, but I'll be right back with you.
To call me by a name that he never gave me, I will no longer answer to things that he washed away with his blood. There is no condemnation to them who are in his family. Would you?
Hello?
Okay, we're gonna call Reverend Crawford. I'm gonna call on you back, Reverend Crawford.
Hello?
Hello, Reverend Crawford?
Yes, can you hear me now?
God, yes.
Well, great. We got this thing going now.
Yes, we got it going on. Sometimes we have some difficulties, but God is still good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So, we're going to just jump right into it because we had a little setback, but it's okay right now.
Don't go on this.
We want to talk about your movement, which I think was a beautiful thing on July. We started on July 7th. And
correct.
And you started where you wanted to pray for the police and the community. Can you tell us what happened when you went into the precinct?
Well, let me just take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to be on your program. You are doing a phenomenal job with our community, informing them, enlightening them, and encouraging them. And I am certainly grateful to be on this call. And I pray that God will bless you tremendously for the work that you're doing and how you are trying to bless the people of God with knowledge and information. Again, I just thank God for you for this opportunity. As you know, we had some major crises in the last week there in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A young man got shot on the ground after being tossed down by two police officers, and it was almost execution style. And then there in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, a man was pulled over, and when he went to show his ID, they told him to put his hands up. They shot him in front of his fiance and his 4-year-old daughter. And then in Dallas, Texas, we know that 5 officers were shot along with others who was injured. And I knew that there was going to be some problems with the police department and the community. And I thought that I would go to the precinct and let them know that I want to pray that there would not be that type of copycatting in our area, and in particular in the precinct in which I serve. When I got to the precinct, unfortunately, they did not want me to pray. I told them I wanted to pray. I wanted to go live. I wanted to do a live prayer on Facebook Live, and they refused to give me a spot. And all I asked for was a spot to pray. That was it, and they refused to do that.
Wow. So my question is, if they would have let you pray, and they would have let you talk to them, what did you want? Because I live in the 43rd precinct area, and I feel they're the worst precinct in the Bronx. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So what I want to know is, what is it that you want to come out of this? Prayer's good, but I want to know the part when you said that you wanted to have a talk with them, see what you wanted, you know, that part. I wanted to know what you want to do in this community, because we need help.
Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to go in there, first of all, to introduce myself in case they didn't know who I was. I wanted them also to know that our church can help, not just UNICO, but our church in the community can help police our own community because I know that the police department is a little fearful at this time of what's going on in our world, and they might be nervous to go into our communities because, again, there may be some copycats. And so I wanted to go in there, number one, and pray that God will keep everyone calm, keep the police officers feeling safe, but also want to have a dialogue with them that, you know, our community is not against you, but you're policing wrong. And there's ways that we can build a better relationship between police, community, and church. I also wanted to let them know that if you come into our communities, you need to understand our people, because you come in there with the wrong mindset, and you need to understand our culture. You know, it's unfortunate that they come in our area, but they really don't know our people. They don't know our culture and how we do things. And so they are automatically nervous, they're scared, and the first reaction is not to stop and calm things down. Their first reaction is to pull the trigger and then ask questions later.
Okay, so, all right, so was you able to speak to them with that?
Well, I got no satisfaction, and so my first video I did live was at the 43rd Precinct, and that video caused a lot of disturbance, not only in the 43rd Precinct, but at other precincts, so much so that it even traveled to other boroughs. And that one video caused people to inbox me. People gave me their support, their love. Of course, there were some people that called me racist and other names, but I knew that I had to go back to the 43rd Precinct, that was my intention. So I did another video to let them know that I was going back, and people joined me on that Monday at the 43rd Precinct.
Wow. I was praying for you. So
listen, right, I thank you.
I was out by just praying for you, because I know the 43rd Precinct, and I totally understood what you were going in. So at this point, is this going to be a movement where you're going to go to different precincts to try to bring us together? Because I really believe that the preachers, we're going to have to educate our children what not to do. Like, when a cop stops you, you have to stop. You can't fight back because they are already nervous. So we have to, as the community, we have to somehow come together and tell our children, stop talking back. When they say stop, just stop. Because it's going to keep being a lot of killing. So how can we come to the community and bring the young people out to talk to them?
Well, let me say this. As a result of our meeting on Monday, I've gotten a lot of support. And other churches, I put the post out, please let your pastor go to the precinct or send someone to the precinct to build a relationship, and quite a few churches did that. However, my thing is I'm going to different precincts. I will be going to the 42nd Precinct. I will be going back to the 43rd, and I'll be going to other precincts in our Bronx. And then I work my way down to Manhattan and other boroughs as well. But what I want to do is I want the police department to build a relationship with the community. And that is, they have to come on up. They have to come out in the community and get to know the people they're serving. You know, you can't police from a distance. You got to be there. You got to start knowing people there. I grew up in an era where the police department knew folks in the community. They actually knew you by your name. And if they didn't know your name, they knew who child you was. So we have to get back to that era when the police actually know the people in the community in which they serve, so that they won't be so nervous. You know what I mean? That's the only way we're going to be able to do that. The second thing I want to recommend to the police department is that you need, if you're going to have people that's nervous on the police department, send them somewhere else. But hire more of our people within our community. That's the only way it's going to work.
Right. But I understand what you're saying, and I have to agree with the 43rd Precinct. They don't care. They think later. So I'm not knocking the precinct, and I'm not knocking the police at all. I want that to be first and foremost. But I believe that, you know, by educating our young people, not only our young people, our older people, because times are changing. We just had a shooting recently.
Yes.
I mean, we can't just go around shooting is bad all around. But my fear is it's going to be a war. And how do we stop that? We all need to come on the board as one. I commend you for stepping up and saying, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to take this bold step, and I'm going to go into the 43rd precinct. I thought they would arrest you for live taping, but I'm glad that you took that step. But not only with the police, we have to educate our people what to do when a cop stops you. So what is the...
You're 100% right on that. My concern with that, and we're gonna do that. We're gonna be doing a lot of things. That's why I want to sit down with the police department, because one of the things I told them is, what is the rule? Let me know the rule, and I will share it with parishioners of Union Grove, and I will be an advocate to go around and share with other pastors, other church leaders, so that they know what the procedures are when they're being stopped, when they're being pulled over, when they're being, whatever the case may be. What are the new rules? Let me know. But one thing is this, is that, you know, in the white communities, they don't have to have this kind of conversation with their children. And it bothers me that we have to, in our community, have to sit down and have this type of discussion when this discussion is not taking place in other communities, which lets me know that there is racism. Now, and again, I said this to the 43rd precinct, and I said it live on Facebook. I'm not saying that all cops are racist. I'm not saying all cops are bad. But there's enough of them that's policing us that make me nervous. And I just want to know the new rules. Let me know the rules. And let me know what I need to tell our children. Let me find out what I need to tell our men, so that when they come over, you'll know that they are following orders the right way. Because every time I turn around, you're changing the rules, and you do that on purpose, so you have an excuse. And then the deadly thing is that once you shoot our kids, you go on death duty, and you're not fired, or you're not sentenced, and that that can't be no more.
Right. I agree. So is there any way that we can come together as the churches, your leaders? Maybe you can start it, where we all come together as a community and just have a sit down with the police. I know you went to the precinct, but we just need like a town hall meeting, because we have to come together, because if not, I'm scared what happened in Baton Rouge is going to come here.
Exactly. Listen, I told them, this is what I told them. I said, you know, you need to have a meeting with the community. And the first thing they threw in my face is, we have a community meeting every month. I said, I've been to those meetings. I said, you're going to tell me you want me to come to a meeting where only 50 people out of 9,000, 10,000, maybe more thousand people in the area? And you think you're going to get the message out when 50 people show up? I said, no, your problem is bigger than that. And you need to get all the clergy involved. You need to get all the religious leaders involved. You need to get the voices involved in a meeting. Now, if you got 50 of those people in the room, you might get the message out faster. But you can't tell me you're getting the message out when only 50 residents of an area of 9,000 people or more are showing up to a meeting. That is not how you get the message out. And I told them that. I said, that is not working. What I want to offer you is I want to offer several churches in our Bronx area where you can go and speak to each pastor and their parishioners, and then open the doors of that community. So, for example, that Union Grove, we can have the Union Grove membership, so we can open up to the community. Hey, we are putting our flags posted. Everybody from the residents of this area code, please come to the next meeting at the church where the police will come to Union Grove and discuss procedures as relates to stop and frisk, as relates to getting arrested, whatever new laws are.
Right, I agree. So is there any way that we can make that happen?
Well, I'm working on that right now. I'm setting up a meeting with the 42nd precinct, because once I begin to go to each precinct, I'll be able to know who I need to call to put together a meeting with some captain or some liaison who can come to Unigro and have a dialogue from different precincts at one time, and I can share the same message with all of them instead of going to each precinct. They can all sit at the office. We can all put the same thing. We can all leave with the understanding that this is how we get the message out to our people in our community, not the way you're doing it. Because I've been to those meetings. They got on me saying, well, you don't even show up to the meeting. I said, how you know I don't show up to the meeting? I haven't showed up lately, but I've been to the meetings, and I've seen 50 people or less be at these meetings. You talk about stuff that they're not going to tell nobody, not even their own children when they get home. It's not working. It's not working. So that's what I want to bring to them. I want to bring awareness to them. I want to enlighten them on how they can get the message out in a broader way. And they don't even have social media working in their favor. So how are you getting messages out?
Right. So, Pastor, tell everybody that is popping the corner, because we have a large volume of people here tonight. We want to make a movement. What is it? What do you want your message tonight on this radio to get out, and let them know how they can get in touch with you if they have any questions?
Okay, listen. What we're trying to do is this. I'm a man of peace. And I had some gentlemen come who wanted to come on bodyguard for me. But I told them that's not necessary, because we're not doing that type of movement. We're not involved in that type of action. I want to bring about peace. I want people to know that I'm a man of peace, and I want to offer solutions that resolve issues and not activate issues, not make things more or make things worse. I just want to go in there and show them through God's principles how we can resolve this. And one thing they can do is we need people who are willing to stand up and let them know, the police department know, that we are willing to listen if you are willing to listen as well. So there has to be a dialogue. We are willing to listen if you're willing to listen as well. And we need to come together as a community and people and let the police department share their concerns and let the community share their concerns with the police department. And we need to go to each police department with 100 or more people at a time. That's more people than they get to show up at the community meeting. And if you are interested in doing that, listen, my Facebook page, Pastor Frederick Crawford, you can inbox me that you are willing to help us out. We have other things going to be happening. But right now, I can see people that's willing to show up at the teaching and go, that they can just stand outside as I go inside and let the people see that we have 100 or more people willing to have dialogue if the police department is willing to listen. You know what I mean? There has to be a two-way street. We want to hear from the police department. We don't want it to be a one-sided conversation. We want to hear what you got to say, but we want to be able to speak back to the police department as well.
Well, I'm willing to stand with you. Even though I work, if I know in advance, I'm willing to go with you and stand with you. And whoever's listening, let's get with Pastor Reverend Crawford so we can get the movement, because the Bronx, we need to come together. We don't want this. I don't believe, I have family that's, I don't want to be going to no more funerals. I want us to come together as a community and with the people. I want to be able to know I'm safe, but I don't want to be harassed because of the color of my skin.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So everybody know where your church.
Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 1488 Holt Avenue. That's between 172nd and Jennings Street. We're one block off of Southern Boulevard. Again, it's between 172nd and Jennings Street. And we're by the 11 bus, we're by the 19 bus, we're by the 2 train and the 5 train, and the 36 is on 134th Street. And they're welcome to come. And also, Tabitha, let me say this to them, those that are listening. One of the best ways that we can really fight this discrimination is that there are officer tests that's being offered. We want our people to start taking those tests. We want more of our people, of our colors, to be in these positions so they can help police our community. We need more police officers. We need more judges. We need more lawyers. You know what I mean? We need more school safety, rather. We need as many people to apply for these positions as possible so that we can start meeting. That's the biblical way. The biblical way was that everything that Moses and the children of Israel needed was within the camp, not outside the camp, but within the camp. And we have to do the same thing. We have to raise up our own police officers. We have to raise up our own judges. We have to raise up our own lawyers. Whatever we need to raise them up so that we can police our own people. We can have the same thing that other communities have in the same style, in the same manner, and get the same treatment as other communities are having. We also need people to run for these offices. We have different seats available at this time, and we need people to run for these seats and win to govern our city.
So how do we find out about that kind of stuff? Do you offer information at your church on that?
Yes, we have announcement that goes out that we announce different sets that's coming up. But one of the best ways to do that is you can go online to NewYorkCity.gov, and they'll give you all the latest positions that's opening about the test. You can also buy the chief paper, and they give you all the dates of tests that's coming up. There are so many ways to find out about the upcoming test that's coming up, and it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a guaranteed job if you get hired, and they have great benefits.
Yes, they do give great benefits. All I want to say is I am proud and I'm grateful to have you doing it. We need somebody to stand up for our community, and we need a pastor, because that's what the pastor is supposed to be, is to help for the community. And another thing I would like to talk to you, something you're doing great in the community, you have outside. You go out to and preach outside. Let's talk about that.
Okay. People think that's new with me, that I just started doing that since I've been at Union Grove. Since I got to Union Grove, I have to preach outside. I've worked the community, prayed on every block within the mile radius. We prayed on every corner. And then we have services on certain corners. And then right now we're having services in front of the church. But I've been preaching a long time in the streets. I enjoy preaching in the streets. I enjoy engaging with the community, talking to them about Jesus. So, listen, my thing is about, I'm serious about people changing their life, their lifestyle. I want people to improve themselves. I want people to, progress in the thing that God has given them. And it may not always be join the church. I know some people say, well, you ought to be preaching for people to join the church. I hope they get their life together. I hope they get saved. But if they don't get saved, I want them to at least have a better life than what they have now. And if they get a better life, then they may turn to the Lord, because they'll say, it was that pastor that told me to do this and do that. And they may turn to the Lord because of my advice to them. So sometimes I don't even preach them. Sometimes I just tell them how to apply for a better job. Or sometimes I just encourage them to go back to school. Sometimes I just tell them, listen, it's going to be okay. Whatever I need to say to them at that time. But then sometimes I think I have to kind of open up my Bible and I preach in the corner. Because I want people to understand that God can get you through no matter what situation you may find yourself in.
Amen. When do you do that street? You're going out
to preach
it. Is that every Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday. Well, right now we was doing it on Wednesdays. Being at the summertime, we gave the church a break from the street ministry. So we have what's going on now. We have movies going on at the church. People come to the door and watch movies. A nice Christian movie. It's called Family. Where you don't have to worry about no cursing, no foul stuff on the screen. But you can bring your children, your little ones, and they can watch a decent movie and a great movie, a Christian movie, and be blessed by them. That's on Wednesday.
Well, that's great. Well, Pastor Crawford, I enjoyed speaking to you. Keep me updated what's going on, going into the precinct. I will make sure that I get the word out. Because we need to support Pastor Crawford with this. Because that's the only way that we are going to come to some closure of this. Because I believe that God is able. I believe he's able to fix this. And I believe racism, hate, we got to love more. And as that's the start. Why is they? Because we have to know when people come off the street, we have to show them a lot of love, because they don't want it. A lot of people don't even want to walk into church this day and time because of their past, of what they experienced in church back in the day. But I believe that God is able, that if the pastors get out there and the precinct come together, I believe we can stop what happened in Baton Rouge today. We can stop it in New York. I believe that.
Well, you know, the people right now are very angry because, not just because of the shooting, they're very angry because justice is not being served. And that's the message I want to take to the police department. I want to take it so strong that the mayor and the police commission will call me up for a meeting, because it's got to stop. It's got to stop. There's got to be justice. You can't keep shooting us and say that, you know, it was just a bad day. Justice had to be served. Justice had to come down. And I'm just going to listen. You know, we keep waiting on certain leaders to speak up. They're not speaking up no more. So God is raising new leaders. God is raising people that have the courage to speak up. No matter what happens, it happens. But it's got to be for the future of our children. It had to be the survival of our community. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. And God is with me. I know He's with me. And I'm willing to step out on that.
Now, when is the next time? What's the next precinct you're going to?
I'll be going to the 42nd precinct on tomorrow. I have a meeting with one of my ministers who works for the police department. He's going to let me know when I'm going to be able to go in there. And as soon as I know, I'll be posting it all over Facebook. And I'm certainly going to put a post on your page so they'll see that we're going to the precinct, the 42nd precinct.
And now your page, you have which page that you post on? Is it all three of them, or?
I post on Pastor Frederick Crawford Light page. Pastor Frederick Crawford Light page. You'll see all my posts on Pastor Frederick Crawford Light page.
Okay, Pastor.
And I hope that there are some callers that would like me tonight, that they will go on that page like me. When they press the like button, they can press see first. And when I post anything, they'll be able to see it right away.
All right. So that's what we're going to do, everybody. We're going to support Reverend Crawford. From this point forward, we are going to share anything he's talking about, then share it so we can get down there and we can go with him. The next time you go, Pastor, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to come
Thank
down
you.
There and I'm going to support you, because we need support to make a change. And I believe in this, so I'm going to support you. Reverend Crawford, I'm so thankful. I know you're a busy man, that you took your time out, you came on, and we talked about it. It's not going to be the only time we do this. Next time is season.
I appreciate it.
Next time we're going to do it.
I appreciate it.
And it laid it on my heart to do it. It was a last minute thing, but I wanted to get the word out there what you was doing. So the next time we set this up, I'm going to come to you and we're going to put it on TV.
Okay, but let me say this as I close, because I know you're busy as well. Let me just say this as we close. Listen, one of the things that I admire about you is that you are a promoter of information, but you're also a promoter of our music. And I'm a promoter. I love our quartet music. I mean, people who know me know I love quartet music, and I know that you love it as well. And what we need to do, we need to really do more to get people to come out to our programs. We know me and you are talking about partnering in another program coming soon. So I hope that people will join us as we try to partner and bring some new talent to the New York area, that they will support it, because the proceeds will be used to do the work that we need to do in our community. We're not putting this in our pockets and running away with it. We're reinvesting in our people and in our community. So I hope that people will follow you. I hope that people will follow what we're going to be doing in the next few months, so that we can really educate our people, we can empower our people, we can have dialogue with our police department, because every dime they sow into Union Grove and every dime they sow into the Frederick Crawford Ministry is designed to reinvest back to our people. Thank you so much for this time.
No problem, man. We're gonna do something. I'm going to call you, and we're going to sit down, and we're going to discuss, because we need to get, I love gospel music, and we have the gospel community, the artists. We have to do more in the community. So it's time. This is time right now. God wants us to love more, and He wants us to work together. So whatever we can do to work together, Pastor, I'm willing to do that.
I appreciate that.
Have a blessed day, and I want to thank you for coming on Next to TV.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.